recorded live.
I'm in cold like the Pope. I'm a Muslim on coke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts are in your juggler. You take me for joke. Live in the basement.
What up, people? This is Speaking Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Nas, joined by the all-star cast as usual. Tonight, we got professor of all things sports, Mr. Craig Barzee. What up, Barzee?
No, man, what up?
All right. I'm also joined tonight by fantasy football genius, Mr. James Roberts. What up, James?
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy. It ain't a game. It's my time of the year. I've won a championship every year. I'll let your boy.
Already with the fantasy talk. Already. And I'm also joined tonight by producer extraordinaire, Hawks101.com blogger, Gordon Robinson. What up, Gordon?
Hey, nothing, man. You know me. Just trying to hit a straight lick with a cricket stick.
Yes, sir. Name of the game. Before we get into the sports stuff, though, man, I figured we'd go serious to start it off just because this story is so sad. Gordon has a little ties to one of the coaches in this situation, but we had a 16-year-old DeAndre Terman, young man, passed away during a football scrimmage, man. Everybody said it looked like a routine play. He made a tackle and just never got up. I mean, sad thing, man. 16-year-old kid passes away playing football. Gordon, you want to speak more to this? Was it Creekside or?
Yeah, Creekside High School. It was a scrimmage between Creekside High School and Banneker. The long and short of it is pretty much they had a scrimmage between two different teams, and like you said, like a routine play, wide receiver ran an out, like about a 7-yard out, cornerback broke on the ball, wrapped up, swiped at it, you know, both guys went down, and you know, my man lost consciousness. And when he lost consciousness, you know, to my understanding, he went in and out of consciousness about 2 or 3 times. They called paramedics, but there were no this is a big key for this whole thing, is there were no paramedics on the scene. There was no EMT, ambulance, anything of that nature.
Oh.
So it took them 15 minutes to get to the school to get to him. So there's no telling as to what would have happened had somebody actually been on the scene, get to him, you know, get oxygen to him and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I see a lawsuit coming to a Fulton County or school or something like that, coach, somebody. I would assume they wouldn't go after coaches because coaches don't have that budget. You know, they don't have control over who come and who doesn't. But, I would assume there's a lawsuit coming considering the fact that you had to call an ambulance, as opposed to every other game I've seen, and considering the fact this was a scrimmage, there might be a loophole there. But every other game you see, especially when you have two different teams, if it had been an inter-squad game, it's understandable. No EMTs, no medical staff on the scene, but two different teams, and you're going live. Typically, you have some sort of a medical staff on hand, but because they didn't, this guy went in and out of consciousness 2 or 3 times. I think it was his third vertebrae. He snapped his third vertebrae, and basically he broke his neck, and he died. You know, and then,
I didn't know that part of it, Gordon. Yeah, you're right. There's going to be a lawsuit, and there's probably going to be a rule change throughout Georgia and the rest of the country. Probably piggyback on that, to where there's going to have to be medical staff at everything. Now, because damn, that is crazy. I didn't know that part of it. Anybody else want to speak to it, man, before we?
Yeah, I heard about it. I thought that was tragic. I was actually doing a game that Friday at Fayette County.
Mm.
They had a scrimmage. And then on the way home, I heard about the incident, and I was want to give my condolences to the family. I try to keep up with it on the news. They're supposed to have medical staff on hand. I think Fayette County did have an ambulance out there. I want to say. But I know they're supposed to have it at every game. I'm not sure how it works for the scrimmages, but the scrimmage is pretty much our game-like situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So you pretty much playing, like, when you're at Fayette County, they play, pretty much play the real game. So, like I said, it's just an unfortunate incident. And hopefully we can learn from it and everything get better as far as having people on hand for any type of emergency.
Yeah, no question
and
on that one.
The thing about it, though, also I want to just throw out there too, man, is the fact that this has no bearing on what the NFL is trying to do. You know what I'm saying? That in terms of player safety, what the NFL is trying to do is trying to reduce concussions and hits and things like that. This had nothing to do with that. This was just simply a freak accident that no one could have seen coming. You know what I'm saying? He could have had the best helmet on in the world and still, you know, possibly probably would have broken his neck again. The only thing that troubled me about it was, like James said, I would assume that would have been EMTs on site. You know what I'm saying? Because when you say scrimmage, this wasn't like how when the Falcons scrimmaged against the Bengals and they just went through some one-on-one drills and, you know, they played shorts and shoulder pads and nobody really went all out. This was a full-blown game from the film that I